There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Yes, Mr. Obama. So, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I want to send you to see No Safe Spaces. Very limited release. It's the Monica Jay Show, sending you on your way to go see it. Giving away tons of tickets. Jose Gomez, Adam Parent in the last hour. Thank you so much for listening. Go. Take friends. Take family. Just because you won two tickets, take more people with you because people need to see this film. No Safe Spaces, only playing at the Riverside. But they have extended the run through the weekend to next Wednesday. The reason they do that is because all the big blockbuster films come out on Thursday. So they only put their schedule to Wednesday so they can change them up the next day. So unless you go and bombard them, because they just want your money. They want you to have limited access, but they do want your money. It's only showing like five times a day at the Riverside, North Sierra Street. You know those are the best movies to see because they don't want you to see them. They don't get a lot of hype. This movie, once it goes out of the theaters, should be shown in schools. Make it happen. See what needs to be done to show it in community groups. Get it out there. Share the trailers on YouTube. It is scary. And this is a documentary. This is what is really going on in our world. This is what is going on at UNR. This is what is going on at UNLV. This is why when the college Republicans, why Turning Point USA, anytime they try to do something, this is why they get attacked from the left. We've seen it on YouTube. I have. When I say me, or when I say we, I mean me and my dogs and my husband. Because I always make my husband watch this stuff, even though he just kind of looks and is like, uh-huh. Thanks, honey. Because he knows. He knows what's going on. But not everybody does. Share it with friends and family. We got more tickets to give away. This half hour, next half hour, tomorrow. We're going to keep it going because it is that important for people to go out and see this film. Just a few of the things, I know, live and local, but it is anything that you want to talk about. It can be the gross Clinton abuses that AG Barr is hammering the FBI about. But just remember, the vast majority of the, 12,500 or so special agents out there, the almost 3,000 intelligence analysts in the FBI, they steadfastly abide by their oaths. It's the people who want to play that political game and become the directors and the deputy directors. Those are the ones that you have to watch because those are the ones that squelch things, that keep things on the down low. So please be behind our FBI. And know that the conspirators out there are the higher ups that shall not be named at this point. Just One of the other things you're not going to see on mainstream media, there is a Democrat, Pennsylvania state representative, Movita Harnell, or Harrell. She was celebrated and put on a pedestal because she was the first Islamic woman elected to the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. I am so happy to bring you the information that she was charged by prosecutors this week for allegedly stealing over $500,000 from a non-profit for the mentally ill. She was also charged with perjury and tampering with public records. How about that? Did you hear that? Did you get that in the news anywhere? The first Islamic woman elected to the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. Over $500,000 for the mentally ill. Just one of those little things that, you know, the liberal media is not going to share with you. They don't want to announce things like that. I do want to announce and get the word out about special meetings. And Michael, thank you so much for calling, because I can never, there's so many of them. I can't keep them all straight. 884-9910, if you want to remind me about things. Michael, what's going on tonight?
Tonight's the Washoe County Regional Planning Meeting at 6 p.m. at 9th Street at County Commission Chambers. On the docket is a developer that wants to go ahead and change the character of a neighborhood by creating his own designated area so he could have high-density housing in a rural setting. And to all the people in Washoe County, I just want to say that it would be a good idea for you, if you can attend, to be there tonight, because this could be Palomino Valley, this could be Lemon Valley, which they've already done a lot to, it could be Golden Valley, which they've already gone after, and other areas. It could be even be Minden-Gardnerville that they do this to.
Oh, they are doing it with the park development. They are doing it down in Gardnerville. I mean, Minden.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So this is really important, because this developer wants to go ahead right in the middle of a low-density area, create a new character area. And the county commission voted yes on it after it was by planning department was suggested that this does not happen because it doesn't meet the criteria or the standards to be a development in this area.
Yeah, I don't know why we have planning commissions, because it doesn't matter what they put through or don't put through. It seems like our elected representatives just kind of go around it and favor for the developer.
Unfortunately, and as it goes on, I want to bring this to people's attention. The further it gets down the road to these different meetings and different votes and stuff, the easier and the more it seems to lean for the developers.
Yeah.
So, you got a minute to talk about Jackie Rosen?
You can say anything you want about that nightmare.
Did you see where she came out and said that the judge for the Ninth Circuit Court that they have put in nomination should not be put through to go ahead and get the nomination and then get the job because he doesn't represent the area that he's from?
I did not see that, but I'm going to have to go look for that, because the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is, in my opinion, because it affects us so personally, that is the one court that totally needs to be changed.
Well, my thought on this is that if she feels that way about it, then we're going to take the high road here. And because of all the 50,000 that have moved into this area in the last year and a half, we're going to go ahead and nullify all those people's votes and what they're trying to do to our area, and we're going to do it our way.
You know, I don't think, for all the Californians moving over here, I don't think you should be allowed to vote in your area until you've lived there for a year. You can vote on your old area.
How about 10 years?
Well, I think you get a little bit closer. So don't miss that meeting tonight, 6 o'clock. It is so important. Michael, thank you so much for the call and the reminder and the heads up on Jackie Rose and what she's up to now. That, you know, that is the hardest thing in the world. The only reason that Jackie Rosen got in and was elected is because you know what Heller did. I'm not going to keep going into that. But we have to go through this pain to get to the good part of showing Republicans that if you don't do what you say, and if you don't follow the conservative Republican ideals and values of the community that you are representing, you will be voted out. People will give up on you. So we'll give Jackie Rosen her one term, and then we will find someone to run against her and get her out of there. But until then, we have what? Another 4 years to deal with it? It's going to be painful, but we'll get there. So in just a couple, we'll work even harder to get Catherine Cortez Masto out. Just another puppet for Harry Reid, which, by the way, I've got some news about good old Scary Harry coming up right after this with more of your comments and more chances for you to win. Oh, hell, we'll do it right now. Caller number two. At 884-8000, I got a pair of tickets for you to go see No Safe Spaces from Evans Broadcast Company, because we appreciate you. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
You betcha. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about on The Monica Jay Show. Live and local between 10 and noon every weekday. And sometimes getting out and about on the weekends. You know, always doing those little side things. So 884-9910, what would you like to talk about? I want to direct you over at one point to go, if you haven't seen it, look at the picture that Fox News has on their website that is under the Democrats Unveil Impeachment Articles. You know, those two baseless and partisan high crimes and misdemeanors. Really? The picture of these people, you know how they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. This one is worth 1,000,000 words. The looks on these people's faces standing before the media. They all have a look on their face, from Nancy Pelosi, Nadler, all the way to Schiff, of just, it's like they just realize that the American people aren't as stupid as they think they are. And it's priceless. It is a beautiful picture. Beautiful, beautiful picture. I am not 100% keen on the Nevada Independent site, but there is an article on there that you need to check out for yourself by Riley Snyder. NV Energy is actually paying big companies to stay with them. So you, as an NV Energy customer, because I went and tried to find another place that I could buy electricity from, and it's just not possible. unless you're off-grid and you have your old system set up. This is the latest one as of last week. NV Energy to pay higher education system $500,000 yearly to remain a customer under proposed contract. Now, I knew Switch wasn't working with NV Energy anymore because, you know, they're out there and they can do their own thing. But the companies that have left keeps growing and growing. And wow, I did not realize that so many companies. Clark County, nope, $1.1 million a year gone. City of Henderson, Clark County School District, Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. Wow. So we have to pay these big companies, NV Energy has to stay with them now. It means that our utility company will be paying a minimum of $3.5 million a year just to keep five of its government customers from leaving its service. That's according to Riley Snyder at the Nevada Independent. You know who owns our utility company? Berkshire Hathaway. You need to know who owns you. Because just try and go and get your utilities somewhere else. If I were to ask you to do anything for me for Christmas, it would be to find a quiet place, sit on your couch, get in your most comfy chair, if you have a laptop, if you just have a desktop, get on there, and make a list of the companies, the developers in our area, all the developments that are fighting with their neighborhood advisory boards, their neighborhood planning commissions, the regional planning commissions, because they want to build and not work on infrastructure first. Go in and actually look. It's really easy. At who owns and runs these companies, who invests in these developments. And you will start seeing a lot of similarities. The people who are on the board of directors of the utility companies, the people who are on the board of directors for the investment companies who help the developers. And you're going to see a word, a name that keeps popping up when you look at these people's backgrounds. And that word is China. Little word. Five little letters there. C-H-I-N-A. China. I was looking at some pictures of clothing tags just yesterday, just last night, actually. And noticing just a few years ago, there used to be a variety. Indonesia, Vietnam, Malaysia, all these different places, India. And now, the majority, you're going to see that five-letter word again. China. The developments in this country. Doesn't that speak to you? Doesn't that say something to you? Even the developments right here in northern Nevada. Follow the money, people. Follow the money. 884-9910. Stick around next hour. Or next hour. I wish. Next half hour, we've got another pair of tickets to No Safe Spaces. You need to start speaking your mind, because it's going to be silenced here really soon, just like the people in Hong Kong. The people who are looking to the West for their freedom and their rights and what they're going through. Kind of takes you back to our founding fathers. So good luck to the people in Hong Kong. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. The Monica Jay Show. Here's Fox.
Live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Which is a happening sight right now. Let me tell you, there are so many jobs available. If you're not working, you might need to talk to somebody. Sometimes you have to go back to go forward. Just keep that in mind. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, whatever you'd like to talk about. But I do have a tendency to dwell on the issues that the cities and the counties are facing. Not everybody knows everything. Not everybody knows all the terms. And unless you ask questions, you're never going to know. 884-9910. You can also ask me questions at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Just like this person who shall remain nameless. High density in more rural areas means you're driving along. You see all these nice areas, mountains, kind of rural. High density means all of a sudden you come upon a subdivision where the houses are so close together you can hear your neighbors. I mean, really hear your neighbors. Be a part of the conversation. Now, I get it. Nothing against the developers. Some people want to live in high density. But that's usually in cities and stuff like that. You know, you have your developments like that are down by Virginia Lake. Nice. Not everybody wants to take care of yards. They'd like to have a little backyard, you know, have a little dog. But they don't want any more than that. Well, when you live out in a rural area, that's kind of what it is. When people don't want to live in the city, smashed up against their neighbors, what do? They go a little bit further out to where they can have an acre plot, a 2-acre plot, a 5-acre plot, 10 acres. And now a developer sees a chance for some inexpensive land and says, oh, geez, I can get 1,200 houses on this. Yeah, but the neighbors ask you, hey, you know, we want to keep our area this way. That's why we moved out here. Could you be conscious of that? Maybe only do 400 houses? Oh, I'm not making enough money. How about 700 houses? Yeah, it's not what we wanted, but, you know, we would accept that. Oh, well, they accepted that. I could push it to 900. Just hypothetical there. And whose campaigns are they donating to? Ask yourselves that. If your elected representative says, yeah, we need growth in this area, and have you talked to the people that you're representing? Just curious. Because neighborhood advisory boards seem to be saying one thing, community advisory boards, planning commissions, and then once it gets up to the top, I mean, when you're hearing hearings, when you're listening to hearings that are going before the city councils, that are going before the commissions, yeah, they've gotten pretty far. You know how that kind of goes? There's no turning back. That's what you get. So know who you're electing. Especially when we talk about homeless. And don't think that building more residences is going to get rid of our homeless situation. It doesn't work that way. Give you a little update on something that happened along the river the other day. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and talk to check in with Ryan today, who wants to talk about development. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Monica. You know what? What you started out with exactly is the Silver Hill developments up in the Silver Nose area. Because when me and my family moved out about 20, 25 years ago, we moved out to that house. My dad moved out to that house when he drove me in from high school every morning for 4 years. I lived for a while. That was all nice rural area. We can go shooting and stuff, ride horses. And now, slowly but surely, it's becoming more, you know, development. And now this Yahoo, he wants to cram a bunch of houses past the legal limit that the homeowners who own the water, because it's well and septic tanks, agreed to. And it's setting their thing. So I wouldn't be surprised if the developer wouldn't be taken to court very shortly by the Silver Nose. While the Silver Nose community is saying, listen, we told you that this is our law out here, what we agreed to because we own the water. So that's what I know you're talking about. It's already starting to happen.
You know, Ryan, I'm so glad you called in and reminded people about that one. And you made a great point there, and that is going to court. You know, we've seen Walmarts go to court. We've seen other developers go to court. We've seen them threaten going to court.
That's just being a bully. No, can I just give you an insight? The fact is, I know it is because my dad is one of the people that helped start that board, that helped get the water improved, because it was that water that they owned the right to, because you have to or you'd be at completely food bar. Because the fact that it's that well water is arsenic, and they got the government to help pay for better wells out there. So that's one of the things that, you know, along with the rules that they set when they first, one of the first rules is that you have to own the water rights. You have to, you know, buy into our water community because we own our own water out there, because we're past the, we're in Washoe County land, not City of Reno, once you get into that area.
Yeah. Ryan, so, thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome, Monica.
I got to move on to other calls, you have to look into this stuff. We have to fix our infrastructure. Our water supply is scarce. And, of course, Southern Nevada is always trying to take whatever little bit we have. There are community advisory boards and planning commissions in place for a reason. If the city and county officials are not going to listen to them, then what is even the point of having all these guys? It's just a free-for-all. Or who's actually in charge? Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Monty today. You're not calling to pick on me because I was picking on you earlier, are you?
No. What, are you kidding me? I know better. I know how to pick my battles.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Yeah. I want to get decked somewhere.
Suicide? you want to talk about?
Well, yeah, I guess Washoe County suffered a loss last night, from what I understand. I saw it posted on Facebook. And this red flag law is coming in January. And I got to tell you, I know a lot of people are under stress. We talked about this the other day. I know you need to talk to a friend. I know you need to be with people and everything else. But these law enforcement guys are going to go home because they're under cameras and they can't say anything and they got to keep this stuff and everything they see so horrible. I mean, they got to, and they can't talk to anybody because they're going to lose all their rights.
Yeah.
I mean, this was not thought out. I can't believe people are even doing this.
I can. I hate to say that, but I can. It's the world that we live in today, Monty.
Oh, I understand, but man, I when I was reading this, I was just shaking my head going, man. You know, I couldn't imagine. You know, I know when I'm driving down the street in the Peterbilt, and you get cut off 10 or 15 times, you're number one, 15 or 16. Now I just chalk it up as, hey, if I don't get it at least 15 times, I haven't tried hard enough today.
That's right, and people just aren't loving on you.
Exactly. I mean, just
but you know, brings up a great point, Monty, especially like today. You know, yesterday we had blue sky and sunshine. Today it's kind of gloomy, and people mm-hmm. get into those gloomy winter holiday moods, and sometimes they go too far. And
have you ever been to Helsinki, Finland?
That's one of those places that it's like dark all the time, isn't it?
It is. Highest suicide capital of the world. Even the dogs won't even look up.
Yeah. It just... Vitamin D, people. You know,
There three times, and I got to tell you, it's...
get one of those, you know, monitors that you can put up that just shows palm trees and beaches and take yourself away that way. So, Monty, thank you so much for the call and the condolences as well. You know, it's a hard subject for people to talk about. I'm not going to say people because I only know one person in my life, and it was kind of a side life that committed suicide. And I look at the people that surrounded her, and boy, it really made me feel. There's no reason that anybody shouldn't have somebody to talk to, even if it's a stranger. So sad. Going back to the homeless issue, and you never know what you're going to find. We don't know what people are thinking. There is no window into the soul. People can mask how they feel. People can mask how they react to things. Did you know that a homeless person or someone living in nature was discovered with a grenade? Why would you have a grenade? Why would you be living on the streets and have a grenade? Tent fires, pallet fires, fires in warehouses. I get that, trying to keep warm. But a grenade? Think about that one for a bit. 884-9910. We'll be back with more of your conversations, your thoughts, here on your radio station. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Nevada's news. Talk about it here. Call 884-9910. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT. KKFT.
All right. Lot to go through here. 884-9910. If you've got something quick that you want to talk about on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk, we'll do it. Before we wrap up the show, though, the other day I was talking about firearms, and it's the best gift of love. It really is. Nothing says love more than the ability to protect yourself. But you also need to know how to use that firearm. So I just got a quick email here from a friend that said, nice to talk to you the other day. Hey, I met a nice fellow who teaches concealed carry classes at Cabela's. Told him I would pass along the information about his class. Just so you know, CCW classes are so important. Even if you don't get your CCW, just for the training that you get, being able to handle your firearm, to know your firearm, to know firearm laws in our area. So go on to Cabela's.com. You can find out more out there, or you can contact Joe Wells before the end of tomorrow. Email him at proudclamper@gmail.com. You heard me right, Clamper. He's got a Christmas special going on. And there are all kinds of classes here in Reno, Sparks, a lot of great trained people out there that have been trained by NRA trainers. My girl Christy down in Carson, everywhere. Got an email from a gentleman, come on down to Douglas County. We got him going on for $40. You know, wherever you're at, just make sure that you're trained. Because like Monty was talking about suicide becoming more and more prevalent, a lot of things are becoming more prevalent in the world that we are living in. We always think it can happen in other countries, not here, not the United States of America. Well, guess what? All this crap happens here too. Talk about it. Get out. Meet people. Head on over to the Conservative Talk Lunch today. Starts up at 12 o'clock, 11:30 lunch buffet, right there at the King Buffet on Kitski. Meetings tonight. Meetings every day. What are you going to participate in? That's the important thing. What are you going to participate in? Whether it be talking about the homeless issues, talking about the drug issues. We can't put this off on other people anymore. We have to take responsibility for our actions. We have to take responsibility for family member actions. Only you in the family have the real details, have the real feelings. If somebody needs help in your family, get them the help that they need. And don't stop talking, whether it be on social media, at the conservative lunches, at the city and the county, at the planning commissions, at the community advisory boards. We've gotten to this point because people stopped talking. We weren't allowed to talk about, or we weren't supposed to talk about politics. We're not supposed to talk about religion. And now the only people talking are the ones who are telling you to shut up. The ones who are talking about the liberalism, the lefts, who are telling you the way that it should be. Congratulations to Carol. Congratulations to Brad, winners of No Safe Spaces tickets. We're going to give away more tomorrow. And talk about whatever you want to talk about. Because it's important. So what do you feel is important? Is it the right to keep and bear arms? That you may have to protect yourself against the government that is supposedly representing you? Yeah. I see a lot of elected representatives out there who aren't truly representing the people they're supposed to be working for. See how I worded that? Working for? Because these people get paid. They get money for doing what they do. Harry Reid took so much of our money and wasted it in Washington, D.C. And he continues to do it. Because now the firm that he works with, public relations firm, now is headed off to Washington, D.C. with thousands upon thousands of hundreds of thousands of dollars to lobby for the state of Nevada in Washington, D.C. Your money working against you. Yeah, because it's the people with the money that lobby for the things that are hurting you. Providing health care for illegals, providing education for people who should not have graduated high school. The only way to fix these problems is to get honest, free-thinking, responsible people in to elected office. Start talking to your friends, your neighbors. Somebody did it to me the other night and said, Monica, why don't you run for the Reno City Council? I live in the county. Don't put that on me. Let's make a difference in 2020. And not only take the country back, but take back our cities, our counties, our towns, and create the communities we want to live in. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.